Welcome back to Meshivas Nefesh. Let's do Simon Yud Beis and Yud Gimel together. They're both on Torah Nun Vav. Yesh Avru Averos Kol Kach Ad Shenaflu Bebchinas Hastar Shebesoy Chastara Umach Mazeh Nidme Lehem. Person falls so much into a place, into a bechina called hiddenness within hiddenness. And in that place, they have a dimyon. It appears to them something that's not necessarily true, but it appears to them, she'ein lehem od tikva chas v'shalom, no hope, ki over v'shana nasa lo keheter, zeh b'chinas hastarachas, person who does something that is against their nature and against the Torah, and will do it again, as if it is allowed, that's called hastarachas. In that place, he knows he shouldn't be doing it still. Aval ki she'over yoyser chas v'shalom, as Hashem is Baruch Nister Mimenu Bebchinas Hastar Shebesoch Hastara, and when a person continues in his ways, it gets even deeper, and Hashem hides in a second Hastara. Vasakashim Ma'od Limtzos Yis Baruch, and it's very hard there to find Hashem. Aval Bebchinas Esek HaTorah Yicholin Leorer Gam Oso Ulehodio Me Hashem Yis Baruch. But there's something called Bechinas Esek HaTorah that allows a person in that place to find Hashem. And to know sheyesh lo tikva gam kein, that there is hope for him too, at sheyashuv ala emes yiskarv l'Hashem yisbarach, to be true again, to live a life of truth, and to be close to Hashem. Ki be'emes b'koach hatzadikei emes yicholim liskarv l'Hashem yisbarach tamid b'chol eis eich shehem b'chol makom shehem. Because like Torah Nun Vav starts, that there is a manhig on the entire Olam Kulo, even if a person doesn't see. And that person, namely the Tzaddik Emes, is able to bring us to a place of Kirvas Hashem, Tomid, no matter what. Bim Koimas HaNemuchim, so Chelek Beis, Bim Koimas HaNemuchim Ma'od, Urecholkim Ma'od Me'Hashem Isbarach, in these low and dark and difficult places, to find Hashem, Sham Daike Meluba Shachius Gavoa Ma'od Bebchina Sisrei Torah. That's specifically where Hashem hides Sisrei Torah. Chius Gavoa Ma'od, a humongous amount of vitality. Alkein Misha Nafal Ma'od Chas V'Shalom, Tzarech Sheyedezo Shesham Bimkomo Daika, specifically in your place, nowhere else. Sham Bimkomo Daika. Yachol iskarev l'Hashem yizborach biyoser. You can become closer to Hashem in that place, biyoser. Even more so, biyoser means you now have seichel in that place. Kisham daika nelam chiyus gavoa me'od. Because in that place is a very high dosage of chiyus Hashem. Kishayizke loshiv al Hashem, Yizgala al yodo daika Torah gavoa. And in that place, when you get out of the Hastara Shebesoich Hastara, you have now revealed the higher level of Torah, namely Sisrei Torah, Dainu Sisrei Torah. So let's try and understand this piece practically in a way that we can take the advice of Rabbeinu and Rav Nosson. So what the Rebbe is trying to bring out here is that there's two types of challenge that a person goes through day to day. One type of challenge is a person who's an Oved Hashem. He's taken on himself O Malchus Shemayim. However, he's a person and he falls into Kol Mini Dvarim. He falls into things that he falls into. He loves donuts and cheesecake and he loves hanging out and going out and, you know, having a geschmack time, or he loves Gemara, he loves Tosfos. Right? But he forgets about the Ribono Shel Olam. He forgets about Hashem. And he's nishbar, he's broken up from it. How could I have forgotten Hashem? How could I have fallen into learning Torah Shel Olam Lishma? How can I have fallen into Taivas Achila? He knows that there's something there. Same thing with fear and anxiety. A person who fears something and knows what they fear, right? They have an interview tomorrow, and they don't know if they're going to get this job they've been working towards, you know, for the last 5 years, and there's a large sense of fear that's coursing through them, right? But they're in Ovid Hashem. They don't want to feel anything outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Ain't on Milvado. They don't want to be Kofrim and not be Karsim. So they take that feeling of fear and they use it to become closer to Hashem. No, it's not true. I'm not afraid of anything. The interview itself is the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm just afraid of Hashem. I'm just aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm not aware of my interview. I'm just aware and afraid, standing in front of Hashem, knowing that He sees me. That's one level of Astara where that person falls and is able to work with it. The next level of Astara is where we're at 95% of the day, which is just Radum, completely out of it. Again, even involved in Torah and Tefillah, or even busy working and busy with the kids and busy at home and busy eating, and but you have no Seichel Bichlal, nothing going through your head. You think that there's nothing to do for me right now to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that I'm incredibly unimportant in the general plan of the world, and Hashem has nothing to do with me in this place, and you're not even thinking that, Bichlal. You're just sleeping. It's nothing. Your brain is off. Right? There's some type of, you know, movie in your head, or wooden plank in your head. So that's what we call Hastar Shebetoch Hastar. So the Rebbe reveals to us, and he starts off Torah Nun Vav, telling each and every one of us that we have a Bechinas Malchus in the world. Each and every one of us has a Shlichus in the world. A Bechinas Malchus is our Shlichus, the reason we were sent into the world. A person needs to start off by saying, I am nowhere even close to what I think I am. I have never been more off in my life in this moment. Rabbeinu said, I have a Bechinas Malchus, that I have a Shlichus in my life. Okay, so I have my day-to-day, I have my basic Shlichus. I need Bechinas Esek HaTorah, I need that. I need to connect to that, and when I do, I need to then take that and be Mizdabik to Chiyas Hashem, that Hashem should not be in Hastara. I use the Esek HaTorah, there's incredible power, and I have the Derech HaLimud of Rabbeinu. No matter what my level of learning is, there's always something that I could do, an English book. Even if I don't understand, I can just read Mishnayos and Gemaras, say some Tehillim, learn a little Zohar Kaddish, Shulchan Aruch, Sefer Rabbeinu, Likutei Halachos. There's so much to do, and when I do, and when I am mekayim that, then I get the Ribbono Shel Olam. I get back to recognizing I have a shlichus in the world, to then realize that these feelings of love that I have towards a certain thing or a certain food, I'm no longer drawn into that. I know now what my shlichus is, which is to be in the Bria, to be in the hiddenness, and to find Hashem in it. Right? I'm clear. That we get through Esek HaTorah, Bechinas Esek HaTorah. Davar Mitzumtzam Me'od, it could be tzitzis. Baruch Hashem, I'm wearing tzitzis. That, Baruch Hashem, has to bring you back to your Bechinas Malchus, right? We're trying to get back to our Shlichus. Our Shlichus is to be Megala Hashem in everything that we're doing. Fine. But then there's a person who this doesn't speak to, Bechlal. You try and tell him, oh, you have a Shlichus, and he laughs at you, or he curses you out or something. And that's where we're at, right? Where we try and be Mischazek, oh, I have a Shlichus, Givalt, and then our heart's like, come on, you know, relax. Get back to the paid programming of just doing nothing and pretending that you're doing something or you know, try and get covered and try and learn so that you can feel normal, right? All of these things, and we sort of give up and there's no hope for us and we've just jumped off the train. We're late, you know. We're late to the train of Bechinas Malchus, of getting on the train of Chiyus, the Rebbe's train of Chiyus. So that's where Sisrei Torah come in. That's where the Torah Satzadikim come in, where Rabbeinu says, no. There's a Bechinas Malchus of Esek HaTorah, and then there's a Bechinas Malchus that comes out through Sisrei Torah, where you're Megala Sisrei Torah. You take the hastara, shebesoy hastara that you're in right now, and you're mehapich it, you flip it into das Hashem. Rabbeinu gives us the das, like it says in Torah Nun Vav. Mordechai mishalech lifnei chatzer beis hanashim. Right? Ledas es shaloim Esther umaye aseba. He brings das into the place of hastara, into the place of Esther. Mordechai tzaddik, the or of Rabbeinu HaKadosh that comes down into Golus, that comes down into our lowest places of hastara, shebesoch hastara. And then the hastara, shebesoch hastara, becomes Sisrei Torah, becomes a makom where Hashem is nachas for me, that I'm serving Hashem in my original shlichus, in my original way. And I'm no longer mitbalbel, I'm no longer wanting kavod. I don't want kavod. I want to know nothing else other than the fact that Hashem wants me in my maisa, right? Uladas ma ye'aseba. Ma ye'aseba, Rabbeinu in Torah Nun Vav says that he brings Esther into the das, that every single thing is her own maisa. Every single thing is her story with Hashem. That's Sisrei Torah when we start to see that every aspect of our lives, every thought we have, every word we say and movement we make, and every plate in our home and the chairs that we're sitting on, they're all filled with Gilui Kvod Hashem. That's the Sisrei Torah of our lives. You don't have to learn Rashash. You don't have to learn Ari HaKadosh. Learn Sifrei Rabbeinu. Learn Likutei Halachos. Once you learn Likutei Halachos, you start to understand that it's about you. The Torah HaKadosha is about you. And when you learn the Kudai Lachas, you see every single thing that I'm involved in, there's a shlichus for me here to be Megale, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to realize there's Toiv here, to realize there's Ra here that I don't need, which is the Halama and Astara of Hashem and this thing that I'm involved in. And I don't want to push away that little chilek of Astara. And then it's Dabik too. The Giloi Kvod Hashem that's happening through me, the Giloi, the revelation of the Sisrei Torah that's happening through me, that Hashem is here with me in this place. It's not about singing Vafilu Bastara without any Seichel. It's Ribayor, right? Which is our whole issue to begin with, is Ribayor, like it says in Torah Nun Vav, how we want things that aren't Shaykh to us. When a person wants anything that's not Shaykh to them, then their Malchus becomes a Malchus that's kavur, a malchus that's buried, like in the beginning of the Torah, Chazal say, malchus mekaveres es baalea. So a person becomes buried from their malchus, because why? You want something that's not shayach to you. No. Accept the way Hashem is running your life, and then you get out of the hastar, shebesol hastara. You now know how, you return to the understanding, Hashem is hiding because He wants me to serve Him in the hiddenness. This is all He wants. This is why I'm in the world. This is my shlichus, is to be megala Hashem in the hastara. Now you return back to that first hastara, but that first hastara is sweetened and it's gishmak, and you start living with Hashem in your actual life 24/7. Doesn't have to be this incredibly humongous seichel. No, there's Esek HaTorah also. Esek HaTorah is the first level. Simple mitzvahs, give a pruta to tzedakah. Right? Recognize that you're wearing tzitzis. Recognize that you're dressed like a yid. Be besimcha with that. Recognize that you're not just stam sitting with your parents. It's mitzvahs kibud ava'im. Kibud ava'im. That's one way, right? We have to live mitzum tzam. We have to live in a measured and normal and healthy way. Learn an amud of Gemara. Learn a perek of Mishnayos. Learn a couple psukim of Chumash and Rashi. Say a kapitel tehillim and be mechaya yourself that you did that and now you're closer to Hashem. Okay, now what about the rest of my life? I go to work. I have a family. I have a home. I'm going to fall. Avada, I'm going to fall. Don't worry if you're going to fall. We have Rabbeinu who teaches us that afilu ba'astara shebesoich astara bevada gam sham nimtza Hashem Yisbarach. Not just tam nimtza Hashem Yisbarach. You're being megalis, Sisrei Torah. Every single thing is happening through you. Dafka, that you felt that place of astara shebetoch astara, and there you're mahapich the astar shebetoch astara into das Hashem. You turned it into a new tzimtzum, this chiddush atzum that never was, where they're looking down at you from Shemayim and they're going, wow, Yankalo is just Oiver, the worst Aver in the world. Not the opposite, where they say, oh no, Yankel is the worst. No, they see Yankel is Oiver, the worst Aver in the world. And he's still being mischazik. In Shemaim, they see the real Hastara, how deep the Hastara here is in this world. And the Hastara, Shebetoch Hastara. And when we're mischazik, in the Hastara, Shebetoch Hastara, to listen to Rabbeinu, and to learn Sifri Rabbeinu, and to take it, and to go level after level of realizing how gewaldig and sweet the Hastara itself is, because it's my kli to return to Hashem, my kli to be close to Hashem, meaning to say my whole original life, every single thing about me, every movement that I make is a Hastara of Hashem, where I'm dafka living with Hashem in that place. And then 5 minutes later, you'll fall into Hastara, Shebetoch Hastara, and start being worried about the bank calling you and your kids messing up and your shalom bias. And no, I don't know how to learn. And I'm the worst. And I messed up here. And I'm not where I thought I would be at this point in my life. I thought I'd have a lot more money. I thought I'd get more respect at this point in my life. Right? All those daigas are going to come back. But then don't worry. Learn. Open up to Simon Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, Meshivas Nefesh, and read. Right? Mekomas HaNemucha Ma'od Rechok Ma'od Meshem Ezbarach Sham Daika Melubash Chiyos Gavo Ma'od Bechinas Sisri Torah. Alkim, you should not fall Ma'od Chasvashom Tzorach Siyeda. Not to worry. You need to know not to worry. Because Sham Bim Komo Daika Yechol Yachol Eskayav Lashem Ezbarach B'yoser. So we should be clear. We should be clear, and we should know that this is our life. Meshivas Nefesh is just telling you, this is your life. Wake up. Rabbeinu and Rav Nosson sent us this package that we need to hold on to and to listen to and to stop loving Atzvos. And together we'll be Mekayim this Torah until next time in Meshivas Nefesh.